In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, give me a fat bank account and a thin body. And please, don't mix them up like you did last year. And my thanks to Art Funkhauser for sending me that one. A prayer for Lent? I don't think so. Like the devil's temptation of Jesus in the desert, it's saying, I want it all now. And the Israelites were similarly tempted in the Sinai desert. Having escaped from the Egyptians at the Red Sea, they are now complaining. They are now free. But it's not enough. Wasn't it the same with the Samaritan woman that Jesus met at the well, I wonder? She had gone through five husbands and was now on her sixth man. We do not know whether she had been widowed or divorced, or indeed whether the husbands are symbolic of something else. In any event, we can see, and Jesus saw, is dissatisfaction and a lack of faithfulness. I want it all now. And if I can't get it here, I'll go somewhere else. Dissatisfaction with what we've got has all sorts of negative consequences. It damages people and their relationships with each other. I want it all now. Is it limitless supplies of oil so that we can drive our cars whenever we want? And think of the wars and ecological disasters that has caused. Or with our Bible readings in mind, water polluted by chemical industries, wasted when we try to grow crops in places where the climate is not suitable. How different is our phrase, this week's phrase in the Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread. A prayer to have enough of what we need. Some people, many people indeed, are not satisfied with having enough. And they are not necessarily greedy, but they are fearful. Have they really got enough? Or should they get some more, just in case? Not long ago, I arranged for a financier from Zurich to come and speak to the clergy in the archdeaconry. And he said it is this fear that drives many people in the finance sector. Even when they have several million francs in the bank, they are afraid. It's not enough. For them, he said, people like that, the wolf is always at the door. Give us this day our daily bread, on the other hand, is a prayer that shows trust in God, confidence that he really will provide what we need. But strangely, that makes it perhaps the most difficult phrase in the whole prayer. Give us, not give me, give us our daily bread. There are, and there always have been, millions of people for whom that prayer has not been answered. We need today look no further than the northeast of Japan, where people are without homes and do not know whether their daily bread is safe to eat. This, I think, takes us back to the previous petition of the Lord's Prayer, Thy will be done. And we may reflect on the ways we have ordered our world, ways which prevent a fair distribution of the earth's resources so that everyone may get their daily bread. The sense of dissatisfaction I mentioned earlier and its consequences are major factors why some have too much and others have not enough. We should remember the words of the Danish theologian Søren Kierkegaard, quoted in our Lent booklet. The function of prayer, he writes, is to change the nature of the one who prays. And we might also remember a meal Jesus shared with a leader of the Pharisees when he pointed out that we should invite the poor, the disabled, the marginalized. You can find it in Luke chapter 14. Give us this day our daily bread. Words to put us on our guard against self-centered dissatisfaction. But also words to make us dissatisfied when we see that God's will is not being done, when we do not see the signs of his kingdom, where all will have a place at his table. Amen.